Good morning. It's April 23rd and this is your daily brief in Australia news. Here's everything you need to know. In a standoff that pits public safety against digital freedom, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has taken a firm stance against Elon Musk and his social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter. The controversy centres around X's legal challenge against Australia's e-safety commissioner's order to remove posts depicting a violent incident in Western Sydney, sparking a national conversation on the responsibilities of social media giants. The heart of the dispute lies in X's compliance with the directive to remove the graphic content, yet its refusal to accept the legality of such orders under Australian law. X has taken the bold step of vowing to contest the e-safety commissioner's order in court, while only geo-blocking the content in question, rather than removing it globally. This move has ignited a fierce backlash from the Australian government, which accuses Musk of putting his ego and the platform's policies above the well-being and safety of the public. The Australian government's response has been swift and stern, with Prime Minister Albanese and other officials publicly criticising Musk's stance. They argue that social media companies have an inherent duty to protect communities from exposure to violent and harmful content. The government has secured a temporary injunction to keep the content hidden until a court can decide on the matter, signalling their readiness to take whatever steps necessary to address the issue. This incident has not only raised questions about the limits of free speech on social media, but has also spurred calls for more robust legislation to combat misinformation and regulate the power of big tech companies. The Australian government's clash with Musk over the handling of the Sydney stabbing content highlights a broader global challenge, balancing the open nature of social media with the need to safeguard public safety and integrity. As the situation unfolds, the world watches closely to see how Australia navigates this complex legal and ethical terrain, potentially setting a precedent for how other nations might confront similar challenges with social media platforms and their influential leaders. As Perth taps into desalinated water to keep its gardens green, the broader Western Australian landscape faces an ecological crisis, marking a stark contrast in the battle against climate change. The driest 6 months in Perth's recorded history have pushed the city to rely on alternative water sources, while an extended dry summer has devastated native vegetation from Kalbarri to Albany, leading to a declaration of a climate and ecological emergency. The situation is dire, with climate scientist Bill Hare attributing the widespread environmental damage to global warming, primarily caused by the burning of fossil fuels. Hare warns of a troubling future ahead, emphasizing the urgent need for action. The degradation of biodiverse ecosystems is not just a loss of natural beauty, but spells a heightened risk for devastating bushfires, threatening both wildlife and plant life across the region. Agriculture, the backbone of the region's economy, is also under siege. Farmers are grappling with the driest conditions on record, challenging their resilience and ability to adapt to an increasingly hostile climate. This agricultural distress signals a broader crisis, underscoring the urgent need for the state government to step up. The call to action is clear: implement more effective climate adaptation strategies and tackle the root cause of this crisis by cutting down on fossil fuel use. With the stakes higher than ever, the time for decisive action is now. To safeguard Western Australia's natural heritage and ensure a sustainable future for its residents. In a move aiming to dissect and understand Australia's response to the COVID-19 pandemic, the Senate committee has put forward a compelling proposal. They are calling for the initiation of a royal commission, a move that underscores the country's commitment to transparency and preparedness for future health crises. The proposed royal commission is set to delve into critical areas of Australia's pandemic management, including virus testing protocols, the efficiency of contact tracing, quarantine measures, and the wide-ranging impacts of lockdowns. This comprehensive review seeks not only to evaluate the actions taken, but also to garner valuable lessons that could enhance the nation's readiness for any similar challenges ahead. Amid differing views on the best approach to investigate Australia's COVID-19 response, a significant majority within the committee stands firm on the need for a royal commission. They argue that its investigative powers far outstrip those of a standard government-commissioned inquiry, making it a more robust tool for thorough examination and accountability. Furthermore, the committee has taken a proactive step by recommending that the federal government encourage states and territories to enact complementary legislation. This would enable their full participation in the National Royal Commission, ensuring a unified and comprehensive approach to understanding Australia's pandemic response and improving future crisis management strategies. Tragedy strikes at the Metropolitan Remand Centre in Melbourne's West, as a young man's life is claimed by a fire. This incident casts a spotlight on the challenges faced by maximum security remand facilities and raises questions about safety and security measures within these institutions. The Metropolitan Remand Centre, a facility that opened its doors in 2006, is designed to hold inmates awaiting court outcomes, sentencing, or the processing of appeals. It's a place of transition, where the future of many is held in a delicate balance. This context adds a layer of complexity to the recent tragedy, as the facility primarily houses individuals in a state of legal limbo. In a shocking turn of events, a 22-year-old man lost his life in a fire at the centre. This incident is not the first time the facility has been in the headlines. Back in 2015, it was the scene of a significant riot. 400 prisoners took part in the uprising, which was a direct response to the implementation of a smoking ban. Such a history of unrest underscores the challenges of managing a maximum security remand centre. Currently, the Brimbank Crime Investigation Unit of Victoria Police is diligently working to uncover the details surrounding this fatal fire. Their investigation aims to provide answers and possibly pave the way for measures to prevent such tragedies in the future. The loss of a young life in these circumstances is a stark reminder of the importance of ensuring safety and security within correctional facilities. In a shocking twist that has captured the nation's attention, a former NSW police officer stands accused of a heinous double murder, setting the stage for a gripping court battle. Beaumont Lamar Condon, aged 28, faces serious allegations for the murder of Sydney couple Luke Davies and Jesse Baird, with the case poised to unfold in Sydney's Downing Centre local court this Tuesday. Lamar Condon, who was relieved of his duties following the Mercer Silveira charges, remains behind bars, awaiting the next steps in a case that has shocked the community. The prosecution alleges that the murders were not spontaneous, but meticulously planned, executed within the confines of Mr. Baird's Paddington home. This detail adds a chilling layer to the narrative, suggesting a calculated act of violence. As the legal team for Lamar Condon gears up for a significant court appearance, the discovery of the couple's bodies in surfboard bags at a secluded property near Goulburn, roughly 200 kilometres southwest of Sydney, paints a grim picture of the events following their disappearance. Lamar Condon, who joined the NSW police force in 2019 and was known for running a celebrity blog, now finds himself at the centre of a criminal investigation that has gripped the nation. The community has rallied to remember Davies and Baird, with memorial services focusing on their lives and the joy they brought to those around them, rather than the tragic circumstances of their deaths. This case continues to unfold, leaving many awaiting answers and justice for the young couple whose lives were cut short in such a tragic manner. This has been your daily brief in Australian news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.